Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. Our speaker today is Thurman Scrivener, pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, Change Your Heart and Change Your Health, already in progress.
Let's go to 1 Kings 15:11 to start out with. And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, so did David his father. Now then, verse 14, let's see what verse 14 says. But the high places were not removed. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was perfect with the Lord all his days. Do you want a perfect heart with God? All your days? All your days. Okay, so far we're on good ground. Verse 23, let's see what verse 23 says. The rest of all the acts of Asa and all his might and all that he did and the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? Nevertheless, in the time of his old age, he was diseased in his feet. Now, he's done everything right, but right here, if you only read it in Kings, you might see that little thing, you might miss it. But it says in his old age, what did he have? Had a problem, a disease in his feet, right? Okay, let's go to verse 24, and let's see what verse 24 says. And Asa slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father, and his son reigned in his place, Jehoshaphat. Okay, so if you just read that and you kind of read over it quickly, you see that in his last days, in his old days, he just had a little disease in his feet. And then the next line says, and he died. So that doesn't ring a bell to nothing, does it? Okay, let's go to 2 Chronicles, where he said everything's written. Let's go with 2 Chronicles 14, verse 2, and start with verse 2. We'll go through verse 15. And Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. Now, did we read that a while ago in the other one, didn't we? And so he obviously a pretty good guy. Okay, so verse 3. For he took away the altars of the strange gods and the high places and broke down the images and cut down the groves. You know what? I wonder how far we're going to have to go before we have to start taking down the crud of the world. I mean, they're trying to take everything we've got. They're trying to take the Ten Commandments out of schools. They're trying to take... did you know that two judges even made it legal that a school, they can ban the United States flag? In America, you can ban the United States flag. If I'm a child going to school there, I can't wear a coat that's got a picture of a flag. One of my coats and jackets I got, when I opened it up, it's got a great big American flag on the inside of it. I couldn't wear that to that school. Well, let me tell you what. You better not tell me I can't wear my American flag and me be in America. I went to Vietnam and fought for this country. And I'm going to tell you, for ain't nobody can tell me where I can't and cannot wear an American flag. Amen. You know what's wrong with us as men today in America? We're a bunch of wimps. We need some real men, don't we? We need some men that'll stand their ground against the forces of darkness. It's about time we stood up to that beast. Okay. And he commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and to do the law and the commandments. Well, so far he sounds like a good king, doesn't he? I mean, he's a good boy. Verse 5, he commanded them, and also he took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the images, and the kingdoms was quiet before him. Now, why do you think everything was nice and quiet? Because he's obeying God. Is that right? Yeah, he sounds like a good king. Well, let's go on here. Verse 6. And he built fenced cities in Judah, for the land had rest, and he had to go to war, and he had no war in those years because the Lord had given him rest. Now, who gave him this rest? The Lord. The Lord. Isn't it amazing how that if there's a war going on, I used to teach if there's a war going on, it was brought by the devil. Now I realize that's not true. Some of my old teaching, if there's a war going on, God brought it, not the devil. The devil may be highly involved in it, but God's the one behind it. Because right here, they had no war because God given him rest. Is that what he said? So God's in control. Verse 7. Therefore he said unto Judah, let us build these cities and make about their walls and towers, gates and bars, right while the land is yet before us, because we have sought the Lord, our God. We have sought him, and he hath given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered. Now, what did they do here? Who did they seek?
The Lord.
The Lord. Who do we need to seek?
The Lord.
The Lord. If we want to live in peace, do we need to seek the Master?
Yes.
We need to read his word. We need to know what his word says. Do we not?
Yes.
If we know who he is and we seek him, he will give us peace. He will give us peace in the midst of our enemies. He'll make life wonderful for you, won't he, Ben?
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. He's a wonderful God. All you got to do is serve him, put him first. He'll just do great and wonderful things. Verse 8, let's see what verse 8 says. And Asa had an army of men that bear targets and spears out of Judah, 300,000. And out of Benjamin that bear shields and spears, bows, 180,000. All these were mighty men of valor. Wow, if you got an army like that, who would you be afraid of? Because we know who gave him all those, right? The Lord. Yeah, God gave him all those things. Now verse 9, and there came out against them Zerah and Ethiopian with a host of 1,000,000. Ooh. Now he might have had a lot, but he didn't have nowhere close to this many, did he? This is a lot. 1,000,000 and 300 chariots and came into Masoret. Okay, so he is grossly outnumbered. Then they said, went out against him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zarephath. And Asa, oh, what did he do? And Asa cried to who? Oh, is this boy a good boy? When we have a need, who should we cry to? When we need a healing, who should we cry to? The Lord. And Asa cried unto the Lord, his God, and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help. He's got an idea of who God is. When we cry to the Lord, if we got sickness and disease, and we cry to the Lord, say, Lord, I need your help, it ain't nothing to him to heal you. You know that? I mean, I've seen him do such awesome miracles. I mean, awesome miracles. When you lay your hands on a man that's got crushed knees and ain't walked in 21 months, and you pray one simple prayer, and the guy jumps up off that floor and starts taking that seal off and runs all over that building, let me tell you, that will just amaze you to see God do something like that. But I've seen him do it. I've seen him do it. Just like yesterday, Donnie's wife was here yesterday afternoon, and my little granddaughter come walking by riding her horse. Isn't she beautiful?
Yes, sir.
We talked about her, how awesome God is. He put her back together. She was tore all to pieces, and today, wow, you'd never know it. She's just a beautiful little girl. But he says, and Asa cried unto the Lord, his God, and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord, our God, for we rest on you, and in your name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let no man prevail against thee. Is that a pretty safe prayer to pray?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, let's see what happened. The next verse. So the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. We got a few 100,000 men, and then we got 1,000,000, and the 1,000,000 is hightailing it out of the way, because it didn't say that Asa's army beat them, did it? It said, who did it?
The Lord.
The Lord did it. The Lord did it. Who's in control?
The Lord.
The Lord. We need to get a hold of that. So the Lord smote the Ethiopians. Over at verse 13. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued them unto Gera, and the Ethiopians were overthrown that they could not recover themselves. So they were destroyed before the Lord and before his host, and they carried away very much spoil. I can only imagine what 1,000,000 men could carry, the stuff they had. I mean, just think of the money that those men might have been carrying. If each soldier just had a $20 or $30 bill in his pocket, and you went through there and cleaned them out, if you stripped 1,000,000 men of a $20 bill, how much money would you have? You can't even count that out. That's, I can't either. Isn't that something? And they smote all the cities round about Gera, for the fear of the Lord came upon them. Now then, what did they do that was right that let them be the winner with all this spoil? They went to the Lord. That's exactly right. Why do so many people, I tell you, when we get sick, I mean the average Christian, The average Christian never goes to the church to be prayed for before they go to a doctor. Why in the world do we as Christians, with this God before us, why do we never go to Him when something happens? Why do we go to doctors? It's a good question, isn't it? And then when the doctor finally tells us, well, I'm sorry, ma'am, you're terminal, ain't nothing we can do. Oh, maybe I need to go to God. Is that what we do? Yeah, that's what we do. Okay, let's go to 2 Chronicles 16, verses 1 through 14. So far, Asa and his group have looked great, right? He was clean and pure and holy before God, and he's just a good king. Is that right? Everything. He's a good boy. Okay. In the 6th and 30th year of the reign of Asa, this king of Israel came up against Judah. Then Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasuries of the house of the Lord and of the king of the house and sent to the king of Syria. Now, where did he get this gold and silver? Out of the temple, out of the treasury of God. And he's given it to an Assyrian king. Uh-oh. For the first time I've seen something, I'm not too sure that God might like this. Verse 7, and at that time, Hananiah, the seer, came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of your hand. Now, why is it all these other times he depended on the Lord? You see how we get in trouble? We go to God, and God does all these great and awesome, wonderful things for us, and then all of a sudden, we depend on something else. You see what's happening here? God sent the prophet to tell him, I ain't too happy with you because you have relied on the king of Syria. And that's just like whenever we come to a time where we need finances in this ministry, do you know I have never called one of you and told you, I need you to give me $500 or I'm going to go off the air. I don't ever say that. You know who I go to? Lord, this is your ministry. If you wanted me to stay on the air preaching your word, I need $500 to pay this bill. And then all I got to do is say, thank you, Lord, it's done. And tomorrow the $500 shows up. So I didn't have to ask nobody but God. This ain't my ministry.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Change Your Heart and Change Your Health, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.